Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. 498 martyrs of the Spanish Civil War are scheduled to be beatified in St. Peter's Square tomorrow. Emer McCarthy looks ahead.
For the faithful of Spain, the 20th century is known as the century of martyrs and religious persecution. But in reality, most of the deadly violence against men and women of faith is concentrated into one decade, the 1930s, and the period of the Spanish Civil War. Many cases of martyrdom relevant to that period have already been recognized. With the soon-to-be-blessed, that number will reach almost 1,000, 11 of whom are saints already, while many more cases are currently being researched. Sunday's ceremony concerns two bishops, 24 diocesan priests, and 7 lay Catholic men and women. But the vast majority of these martyrs are religious brothers and nuns, 462 of whom died for their refusal to renounce the faith. Most were under 30 years of age and still students, as in the case of the Augustinians killed at their monastery near Madrid, or the Marist fathers arrested in Barcelona, tortured and sacrificed in the local cemetery. On Sunday, their names will be added to the roll of the blessed in a ceremony to be presided over by Cardinal José Saraiva Martins, prefect of the Vatican's Congregation for the Cause of the Saints, who describes the atmosphere of that time in history. The Cardinal says the period must be read first and foremost as an anti-clerical one. The ideal of the so-called Republicans, he said, was to wipe out the Catholic Church in Spain. This, he says, explains why men and women of faith, religious and lay, were killed in such vast numbers. The odium fidei drove the Republicans to use all means possible to silence the Church. But the Church belongs to Christ, he says, and as such survives wars and persecutions. Quoting from Tertullian, he says, the blood of the martyrs is the seed from which new Christians are grown, and so it is in Spain. Cardinal Saraiva Martins adds that on an almost daily basis, the media inform us of Christian communities and missionaries who are still subjected to horrendous persecution, which in some cases ends in the murder of innocent people, whose only fault is wanting to carry out the Lord's call to go and spread the gospel. The Church today, he concludes, is still a church of martyrs. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.